Packers Hall of Famer Dan Hampton. Dan Hampton.
We're waiting, fingers, legs crossed, saying, okay, when is Jay Cutler going to become a John Elway type leader?
He tells it how he sees it.
We all know he's got talent. We all know he's got a great upside. But who the hell is he beat?
He speaks his mind.
I have said the practices have got to have some violence in them, some collisions.
Because he's lived it.
Eason, and on his back is Dan Hampton. Hampton not fooled a bit, and the giant M from Arkansas registers another loss.
The giant M from Arkansas. What? He's been ducking me all summer on the golf course. It's amazing. 312-235-2525 is our phone number. Hamp does great work here. You'll hear him with Kaz and the great Ed Obradovich on our new Bears coverage on WGN. He's always on with us after Bears games the next day. You hear him on Steve Cochran. He does great work, and he's our dear friend. Hampo, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Hey, Dan.
Gentlemen, hey, you know, we're just hours away from getting this thing kicked off, and I know everyone's excited about it. Cap, and as far as Dodger, you've been hiding in that cocoon called WGN for the last 2 months. Now, whenever you're ready to come out, David, let him go one morning, and then we'll see what happens.
You got a deal.
We'll do that. So I heard you talking about the Bears and what to expect this season, and I have to say, I was a little surprised at your contention that it's all about Jay Cutler again, and a lot depends on what happens with him, because, Dan, I think that Jay Cutler, and I wrote this and I believe it, I think Jay Cutler could have an above-average season by his standards. I think that he could break out of whatever funk he's been in. I think he could actually have a decent year, and the Bears still could stick defensively. That's why I don't put it all at his feet this season.
Well, obviously that makes a lot of sense. I will tell you this. And everything is cyclical, and the league itself overall – it's really not what it was, 10 years ago, 20 or whatever, and it's changing. And you name somebody that plays for the Indianapolis Colts on defense. Just name somebody other than Robert Mathis. And he missed the whole year. And guess what? The last time I checked, those guys were playing for, the AFC title. So I'm just saying,
that's a good point.
If you've got a defensive coordinator that can mix and match and scheme and confuse and keep people off guard, and all the while get some production from an offense, you can be in a lot of games. And all I can tell you is, I don't want to be misled by false optimism. And I understand your contention that, hey, when you got a defense that was this devoid of talent, character, pride, all those things, then guess what? You're going to have problems. But you know what? Who's coming back? Who's coming back? I mean, really, who is – there's going to be a lot of new faces, and it's going to be a completely new scheme. And I'll tell you this. I go back, way back. When Monty Kiffin first came to Arkansas, we were a ragtag defense. And guess what? He put us in a – pretty interesting scheme, and we wound up in the top three in the nation in defense. So, you make yourself a star. We've got a lot of question marks, but we got some players, they're at the open. McPhee has said time and time again, I'm a violent player. That's what you need. You need guys that want to get violent on defense. And next thing you know, people are knocking each other around in practice. Everybody gets better. Everybody builds confidence. We'll see. But I'm just saying, the Jay Cutler equation is still to be determined. But you have some good points about the defense. But all I can tell you is, I've looked around the league, and Vic Fangio, in my estimation, has been as good or better than any coordinator, either side of the ball, the last 3 or 4 years. Hey, he's got a big job waiting for him here, but he wasn't scared, and I haven't heard him panicking about, oh, we need to get this, we need to get that. In a quiet, confident way, he seems to kind of know he's got some answers, and I'm looking forward to seeing what happens.
Hampo, do you believe that this team can contend to get to a playoff berth, or no? I mean, it's at best a 7-win football team, because I've got them somewhere between 4 and 6 wins.
Yeah, well, Cap, we'll make a little wager on the side. I could see this team, and I went through the schedule. Okay, Arizona's going to be completely different. We know the Packers will probably win the opener. But then Arizona, then you got to go to Seattle. I could see them going 1-2 starting the season out. But they're pretty much, you know, on equal footing with most every team they play. You know, it's going to be a tough game down in St. Louis, the Rams. Jeff Fisher has got that team. You know, they're bona fide on defense. And now with Foles at the quarterback position, they could cause – there's going to be a lot of surprise teams. But quite honestly, I'm not really worried about Minnesota. I'm not really scared of Detroit. You know, how bad did Matt Stafford and the Detroit Lions play here in Chicago last year when they needed to play well and needed to win? I'm just saying, the old saying, tallest midget. Well, I'm just saying there's about 5 elite teams in the NFL, and at some point, you know, we need to be able to compete with all the other ones. Now, when will that happen? Late September, October? I don't know. But I can see this team finding a way to maybe win 10 games. And who knows? Who knows? Hey, stranger things have happened. And I will tell you this. Like I said, the Indianapolis Colts, they have kind of reinvigorated themselves. And they are going to be a team to reckon with this year. And, again, you can't name anybody on defense. They're doing it with a great quarterback, great offensive schemes, and guess what? Make a play here and there, get off the field, let your offense score. A lot of good things can happen.
I like the way you're looking at it, Dan. When you can show me Andrew Luck on the side of the ball with the Bears offense, I'm with you.
But I
do respect the point of view where, okay, it is possible. There are examples in the league where it's not all about defense, and I think the Colts are actually a very good team to point out. Here's a question I have for you, though, from a defensive standpoint. In Chicago, we've never looked at a 3-4 defense. We don't really know sometimes, to some degree, all the complexity that we will be watching. Vic Fangio, you're right. The last 3-4 years, he's been as good as any coordinator in football. Where are the Bears going to get the pass rush from? Where are they going to get the pressure on the quarterback in a 3-4 scheme? Is it going to be from a variety of blitzes, different scheme looks, or is there one position that you're looking at saying, okay, that's the guy?
Well, there's no question that McPhee and Jared Allen have got to be, you know, the two bell cows when it comes to rushing the passer. Willie Young got injured. He won't be a factor till later on. They were, you know, they on paper, those are your three best pass rushers. But, you know, no one really, you know, I know Aldon Smith became a household name in the NFL and really started playing well. But still, there was a lot of those Navarro Bowman and all these other that made an awful lot of plays and became Pro Bowlers and all pros because of the fact that this defense can feature competent athletes that know how to make plays. And, you know, last year, unfortunately, we were abysmal at the line of scrimmage. You know, Lamar Houston, he will be back. How much of a factor? Nobody knows. But you got to think that this kid that they drafted in the second round, Eddie Goldman, it kind of reminds me a little bit of the fact that, you know, way, way, way back when my high school coach, you know, talked me into coming out. And years later, he said, hey, we didn't have anybody like him. Well, we don't really have anybody on this team like this kid, Eddie Goldman. He's humongous, and he's got athletic skills, and he's got a huge upside. So, you know, I will tell you this. Eagle Ferguson, the rest of those young linemen, they're going to have to play, you know, big parts in various roles. But again, you know, Justin Smith is a 15-year veteran that always seemed to make an awful lot of plays. And was he a guy that everybody in the league said, hey, we got to have him, we got to draft him? No. But he seemed to always be able to be at his best and be featured in this Vic Fangio style of defense. And yeah, we've got some guys that need to answer questions in training camp. And yeah, when we go to camp, we're going to have to hit people. We're going to have to see who wants to get after it at the line of scrimmage. But, you know, we're also going to have a interesting transition on the offensive side. the offensive line is actually going to come off the football this year. They're going to try to move people and get away from this nonsense of screening people. You know, Mark Trestman and the offensive style, it was a very finesse-laden offense. We're going to go back to hitting people, knocking them off the line of scrimmage, and having running backs run hard between the tackles. And that's going to be good training for us throughout the first couple of weeks of training camp. Because if you can't stop the run as an interior defense, well, you don't have a chance. And trust me, with Eddie Lacy up the street in Green Bay would like nothing more than just to feature him. And then when we start selling out, you know, of course, Aaron Rodgers kills you over the top. We're going to have to get better stopping the run. But your point about who's going to rush the passer, well, the last time I checked, Green Bay, and you could say what you wanted about the way they kind of squandered that game against Seattle, but Green Bay, you know, they won a lot of games with one guy named Clay Matthews rushing the passer, nobody else. You know, there's ways to scheme it up. Dom Capers has been able to do it. Obviously, Julius Peppers is there now. He helps a little bit. But if you got two or three pass rushers and you're creative and you have a real insight on how to attack offensive lines and their blocking protections, you're not going to be harmless. I don't think we're going to see the days of giving up 50 points back to back. And I think all Bear fans can stand up and salute that.
We're talking to the Hall of Famer, the great Dan Hampton. Hampton, before we let you go, when you look at the way Mark Trestman ran camp, Lovey, they called it Club Lovey because they would practice at night, so it was cooler and not a lot of hitting. You feel like John Fox, Vic Fangio, Adam Gase, these guys are going to say, we know there's different rules now in the CBA, but as much as they allow us, we are going to knock people in the mouth when we get to Bourbonnais and find out who the hell wants to turn this thing around.
I hope they will. You know, I got to be down August 6th. For an event, I'm going to go early and see the guys practice. I just know this, you know. Looking back, you know, you drive down the interstate, you'll see a bunch of kids out in the play lot hitting baseballs, shooting baskets. You don't see them out there tackling each other. You gotta want to you know hit people. You kind of have to learn to embrace contact, and you can't wait till the first preseason game to do it. You need to do it in training camp. It's got to have violence. You got to stay low. That's how you kind of cut your chops and learn who can cut it and who can't. Well, guess what? I think John Fox is a guy that, you know, when he first went to Carolina, he turned things around. They won six more games that first year. When he went to Denver, he turned things around. They won four games more the first year he was there. So he knows how to kind of clean up some problems and turn things around. And I guarantee you, it all starts in training camp by learning how to block and tackle, something we've gotten away from the last 4 or 5 years.
That's exactly right, and I think it's all about fundamentals. If this Bears team, just to follow up on that point before we let you go, Dan, if this Bears team actually can tackle well and is fundamentally sound on defense, where they should be and can be a little bit disruptive, if this defense is even average, I think they're going to surprise some people. But I just wonder about their ability to get to average.
And when you look at the insistence of them saying, okay, well, Shea McClellan's going to be our starting inside middle linebacker. Okay, you can say it all you want until, you know, he actually proves that he is capable of being not only, you know, competent, but almost, you know, dominant. On defense, you cannot lose battles. I mean, even stalemates will give up a first down. You have got to be dominant. And you're exactly right. You've got to say to yourself, hey, if they're insisting that either Bostic or McClellan is going to be dominant, well, we got to see it. And where does it start? It starts Wednesday. I guess they're going to start hitting on Friday.
Yep.
But over the course of the next 10, 12, 15 days, we're going to find out if they are going to be sound enough inside. And you know what? You got to say what you want about the way they went out and tried to correct some of the problems, but hey, I think they're going to go to camp, and if these guys are not showing that they're going to be competent and capable, I don't think they're going to waste a year. They may make some proactive moves and bring some people in because, you know, again, this is the third what would you call it, group of coaches that have thought that Shea McClellan, you know, could be a player. And, you know, sooner or later, you got to call it what it is. And so that'll be, you know, you watch that. And if the kid is making plays in camp, then everybody's got to feel good. But if he's not, it's going to be on Ryan Pace. You got to make some corrections and changes, and you can't hold a team hostage for a first rounder of 3 years ago.
Hamp, I appreciate the knowledge. Really looking forward to you, Kaz, and OB. That's going to be an awesome, awesome listen to every Sunday.
Well, just like you, I'm hoping we've got a lot of good things to talk about and a lot of wins. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Dan.
All the best. See you out there on the golf course. Bring your wallet.
All right, babe. You got it. Bye.
See you. Bye. There he is, Dan Hampton, the Hall of Famer. He'll be with us every Monday.
Yeah, he's always must listen. He brings it.